Today, we are broadcasting from Gadigal land. We pay our respects to the traditional custodians of this country and elders past, present. We extend our respect to any First Nations, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people joining us tonight.
Are you ready to get hot? Very hot. Very Abby. Australia's cheeky bestie. Abby Chatfield is about to turn the heat up.
Looking for some hot nights, baby, with Abby. I need some hot nights, baby, tonight. I want some hot nights, baby, with Abby. Gotta have some hot nights with Abby Chatfield tonight.
I'm back.
She's back, baby.
Stop panicking. Yesterday, I was off.
I got a few messages, actually.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Same.
From listeners. One lady in particular, Kate,
yeah,
said to me, hey, what's going on the podcast? And I said, hey, Abby's sick.
Abby's sick. Did you say that I was sick?
Yeah, I said you were sick. But the funny thing was, sick or in New Zealand.
Is that what you said?
That's what the listener said.
Oh, I wish I was in New Zealand. My God, I wish that was the joke. I wish, yeah, I'd gone to New, yeah, Zealand and I'd just been, you know, so in my little chum.
Sorry, what?
I
didn't hear that properly. Do I need to dump that?
No, it wasn't a swear word. It's fine. Yeah, I wish I was in a little bubble with someone, you know, having the kisses.
Oh, that's what you're saying, right.
Yeah. So, I'm back. I didn't do a podcast today either, so. There's no new podcast on It's a Lot, which has never happened. Ever. It's never happened where I haven't had a new podcast episode.
Really?
Never.
Oh, well, you know.
Because there's like a week to do it. So it's like, if you're sick, yeah, one day, you can probably get something together.
Totally.
But I was so sick on the day we record it. So I was really, really ill and I had like no voice left. And right now I still have no voice left. So
we'll see how you go, you know.
We'll see. Time will tell.
You're here now. So we're committed for the two. Marathon. Marathon. Marathon.
I'm excited, but if I lose my voice, as I said on the podcast, I lose my houses, so I have to be very careful.
And you've got like 9...
Shush.
10? Is it 10?
Shush.
And you need them. Hey? You need them.
Shut up.
What? Come on, mate. Why do you want to have a bit of a laugh?
I can't laugh with this voice.
Okay. Actually, you can't, because then you start heaving.
Anyway.
Big show tonight, mate. We're going to talk about smuggling.
Excited. Yeah. Not about the smuggling, but about the chat around
about the chat. Next, though, we know you're talking and learning to play guitar. For Post Malone, we'll get an update on that.
Hot Nights Podcast.
That's right, Abby Chatfield.
Rock you like a hurricane.
Now this I'd like to see. Say it again.
Go Abby. Play guitar for you and me.
So, I want to... Are you vaping, this guy?
What's up? What's up, mate?
So, nothing,
hey, baby.
Baby. Just want to give you guys an update.
Sorry, babe, I'm just working on the new record. But musicians say the new record. Just say an album, mate. Why do they say that so wanky?
New record. Yeah, it's like...
The new record's really about, like, my inner journey with myself when I did ayahuasca.
Look out.
Anyway, sorry.
All right. So I wanted to get your thoughts on something. Because,
yes,
I know that you are learning to play guitar.
I am. I've been trying to jam. The issue is I've been away on tour, so we've just been had a pause on... No, I have been.
You couldn't take a guitar on tour?
No, I couldn't because I was doing carry-on.
Sorry, I thought you were a musician.
Hey, babe, I wasn't jamming. I was there for my other instrument, my beautiful voice.
Oh, yeah,
that's sound damaged. So you got to make sure, you know, you got to rest.
Okay.
So, yeah. No, I couldn't have my guitar. And also, I was a bit tired in between, mate. Didn't have much time to just jam.
Okay.
I was going from the airport into hair and makeup.
So. All right. Okay. Well, look, I just thought I wanted to get your vibe. There's a bit of a vibe check, I guess.
Okay.
So I was... sitting at home last night on the couch.
Wow, shocking.
Shocking. What's new? After the show. And I was just turned on YouTube because I've even got YouTube on the TV. Bang, YouTube. And then I was just like, what am I going to do? So I was kind of making dinner And then up popped the video version of Post Malone talking to Zane Lowe on Apple Music.
Mm-hmm. Who's Zane Lowe?
Zane Lowe is like the music guy who does all, like Apple has their like rap guys, and Zane Lowe is like the music guy, does like big,
as
long,
a whole.
Yeah, does like a big like hour interviews with huge
big
artists.
Big interview vibes. Okay,
yeah,
cool.
Yeah, all the big. All
would
the
you
big
say the Lisa Wilkinson of music?
Potentially bigger.
Carrie Bickmore.
Maybe.
Yep. Yep.
Congrats to Carrie, signing on for more. Anyway, they started the interview. They started the interview, and I ran back to my couch because I was in the kitchen. But all I heard was, yeah, I don't know. I don't think it goes like, and he starts playing the guitar to him, and Post Malone starts singing over it. And I thought,
Wow, wait.
So I thought,
Hang on, wait. What song?
I didn't know it. Wasn't sure.
Was it a posty song?
You know what it was? It was a B-side. It was an album track. Made him love him even more.
It was an album track?
Yeah.
What album track was it?
Probably from Beer Bongs and Bentleys. Probably.
Yes, and I probably know every word. So what was it?
I don't know. He didn't say it. They just started playing it and they were singing it. It was unbelievable.
What was it?
I don't know. I didn't get
it. Don't tell me it was Rich and Sad.
Maybe. Listen, it got...
Don't tell me it was...
I can't tell you either of them.
Don't tell me it was Blame It On Me. Don't tell me it was Candy Pain with the White on
top. It definitely wasn't that one.
Was it, Yeah, My Life's So Sweet, I Feel Like Cody.
No, it was very, it was like country rock kind of like vibes.
Okay. What does that narrow it down to? Maybe Stay, really? But Stay's a
wasn't
big...
Stay. I don't know Stay.
All right. Well, it doesn't really sound
I was
like
so
was...
shocked. I was so shocked that not only was our idea being done, it was being done by possibly the biggest music presenter interviewer in the world.
I will say, though.
Possibly the biggest.
Few things here. To be fair, it wasn't our original idea. The idea came from a fan in the audience that he got up on stage.
Yeah, but ours was the interviewing.
Yeah, but...
Learning to
interview. It's not really a new idea, though, is it? And secondly, did he learn guitar to impress Mr. Malone?
No, I think it looked like he knew how to play.
So we've got a few options here.
Okay. All right. What
pivot,
are they?
Time to pivot, time to pivot. Okay. Do I learn a different instrument? Do I learn...
Like a horn or something.
A horn, a saxophone.
Trombone or something.
Trombone, a saxophone, I can play the flute a bit. Or do we commit... Because it's a different thing, mate. I'm not playing to give Post Malone a show and to show off to Post Malone. I'm playing to show him. The point is to get him to give me an interview. To say, look how dedicated I am to you at Mr.
Great.
Malone.
So the vibe's still good.
Well, I don't know. What do you think?
I think, in that case, if you put it that way, I think it's okay.
I think it's like, I love you so much.
Thank
and
you.
it's a random person for me to love. Like, it's like, when I tell people...
I don't know. Is it? Like, he's pretty popular.
No, but for me to be obsessed with Post Malone, it's kind of like my obsession with Outkast in grade
You're
3.
You're obsessed with Weirder, mate, if
no,
I'm honest.
But you know what I mean? But my range of music is like Post Malone,
yeah.
Outkast,
yeah.
Panic at the Disco. Like, what's the link here?
He has like a sick riff.
I do. I think that it's okay. But I'm a bit worried that he's going to go, "You're an embarrassment. Get away from me if I'm not very good." But the point is just to get him in the room.
Yep.
And to let me just meet him. I just want to meet and greet.
If you just want to meet and greet, I'm sure we can sort
no,
that out.
No, but I want to interview him. I want to ask him questions because I love him so much.
You can ask questions at a meet and greet. Like that's what I'm saying. Like,
no, but I want to interview this man. And also, it is weird that I've listened to him. He was my studying music. That's why I know all the words. Because when I used to study, I'd put on Post Malone.
Oh, wow.
So it's actually deeply ingrained in my blood cells, all the lyrics. So
cells, really?
So I think we persevere unless you think I should learn different instruments.
No. I think we push on. If you, I love the way your head's at, I think we push on.
If it was Crowded House or something, we could do a different instrument, I think.
But Posty,
he's country slay. He's like, he's like just jamming. So if like any... You need guitar, but you can't really do anything else except for. And also, I want to maybe be able to sing along with him, so I can't do any mouth instruments.
All right.
Even if it's under my breath, I just want to have a moment where I'm singing.
Okay, we push on. Okay, good. Okay. All right, good.
Well hopefully when he comes on tour next year, what if he meets me and goes, "You're really, really embarrassing."
Well, he won't say it to your face.
I think he's a nice man.
He seems like a
really nice guy. Oh my God! I forgot to tell you, we have a connection, we have a connection, we have a connection to Post Malone. Oh my God, I completely forgot to tell you all. I forgot to tell all of you this.
We will talk about it tomorrow then. Let's do it tomorrow. What a, hey, congratulations on a fantastic hook. We'll talk about that tomorrow. Hot Nights, let me chat to you.
Hot Nights Podcast.
So the World Cup is being held in Qatar, and obviously there's international outrage about it because of their awful history with human rights, death of migrant workers, LGBTQ issues, women's rights, all the fun stuff.
And everything.
There have been people protesting and people saying that, it shouldn't be held there. Agree. But I don't watch soccer, so agree, but I again don't watch soccer.
Not in your wheelhouse, is it?
Would rather talk about the political things. I don't really care about the World Cup. I more care about the political aspects of Qatar. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But this is not what we're here to talk about.
So silly.
So Roland brought this. He was like, "Have you seen the speech from Gianni Infantino, who's the president of FIFA?"
Yeah. As like the corporation.
Yeah.
Football Federation.
Also, yeah. I thought FIFA was a video game.
Well, no, FIFA is the governing soccer football body that, Madden.
No, I get that, but like change the name for the video game.
But it makes sense for football. FIFA soccer.
FIFA video or something, like VIFA or something.
FIFA video? What?
Why is it?
Because it's soccer. It's soccer and the year. FIFA 22.
No,
soccer?
But the video 22. Game, but the video game.
Yeah, that's what it's called, FIFA 22.
Yeah, but isn't that confusing?
No, not at all, when there's a big, massive soccer player kicking a ball on the cover.
Confusing. Anyway, so yeah. I would say confusing, because I didn't realise FIFA was a real thing. Not going to lie.
Well, Gianni's the president.
Gianni's a president. Gianni, I guess he truly is a real thing. So he started this conference by speaking about, how it's this weird, not even backpedaling, it's just like standing in his truth, but not really committing to it, and saying the weirdest things. So he was saying that he understands discrimination because he was bullied as a child for having red hair and freckles. Now let's just reflect on systemic issues of migrant workers dying due to conditions and LGBT issues and women's rights and all those socio-political aspects of a country. Now I'm not sure that, being prosecuted for being LGBTQIA+ is the same as someone laughing at you if you're red hair and freckles. Actually, I am sure. It's definitely not. It's definitely not. Okay. So in this speech, here's what he said.
"Today I feel Qatari. Today I feel Arab. Today I feel African. Today I feel gay.
No.
No.
Today I feel disabled.
No.
Today I feel a migrant worker."
Well, you're not, because you're the president of a fake organization. So you're actually not a migrant worker, mate.
Billion.
Yeah, but it's fake.
It's for video games.
You're the head of the video game. But I mean, mate.
Oh, Gianni.
Okay, the start of this, again, I get what he was, we get what he was trying to do. I feel Qatari, I feel Arab, I feel African. Weird. Weird, 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 weird. "Today I feel gay." Well, you better get out of Qatar.
Get out of Qatar.
You better get out of Qatar, babe.
Get out of Qatar.
How is he allowed to say that he feels gay? If you feel gay, I mean, next flight.
Next flight,
babe, because probably not ideal. Migrant worker. All right, well, your condition's looking pretty good.
He'd be on millions, by the way, from FIFA. FIFA would be paying him millions.
Oh, I mean,
millions.
Yeah, duh. But he's a migrant worker, babe.
Maybe.
But he feels he's a migrant worker. He feels that he's disabled. Like, he understands the trials and tribulations as a man who is worth probably tens, maybe hundreds of millions of dollars. He understands, so. You know why? Because he at one point had red hair and freckles, but currently he is bald. So where's your red hair?
On the podcast, things are very hot. Very Abby. The Hot Nights Podcast. Hot Nights Podcast.
So, Abby.
Rowan.
Obviously, I do the radio show. Love it. Love it.
Yes.
Obviously, I DJ here and there.
Yeah.
Wow. about to add another string to the bow.
Oh, God, you're almost as busy as me.
Oh, well, mate, that's the plan, isn't it?
To be able to complain as much as me.
Totally. To complain. The lovely people at Listener came to me and said, hey, Rowan, got an idea? What do you think? And I said, oh, I'm listening. They said, they also do kindling radio. And I was like, oh, I know kindling.
What's kindling radio?
Radio for kids.
Cute.
Kids radio.
Cute.
Cradio? No, it's just kids radio.
No.
I said, we would love you to read a kid's book for Christmas.
That is the cutest thing I've ever heard.
And I said, yes.
That's really cute. I love that.
So I'm going to narrate a little kid's book on list. And I was like, I wasn't sure. But I was like, that sounds like a lot of fun. And I looked the list. Dave Hughes has done one.
Oh, God. Imagine sorry, Hughesy, but I'm not sure if that would put me to sleep. It would quite put fear into my heart.
I listened to a bit of it. It's quite funny. Wendell Saylor's done one.
That'd be nice.
Ed Cavalier's done one.
Yeah.
You know, they're all, there's a lot of people there that have done one.
Is there only men?
I didn't look that hard.
Well,
oh, no, it is. No, it is all men because it's called Dad Time Stories.
You're not a dad.
I'm still doing it, though.
What? Why? Wait, hang on. What?
I'm a daddy. That's why I'm daddy.
I don't think you're a daddy, mate. I don't think anyone's ever called you daddy.
I'm daddy. All right, well, okay. All right.
Mate, ew.
Do you not make the vomit sound.
Sorry, I didn't mean to. I'm a bit nauseous. Anyway. I'm already vulnerable. No, but hang on. So you aren't a dad, though. So who said no for them to ask you?
I wonder.
Because that's a bit of a last minute call up. We've got like, what, we've got 4 weeks till Christmas. 1 week left of radio.
No, they're not all Christmas books. But I'm reading a Christmas book because it's close to Christmas.
That's what I'm saying. But you're reading a Christmas book. But you aren't a dad either.
Mate, I don't care being number two. I don't care being number two.
But I wonder who said no. Max, who do you think said no? Because there's got to be a dad. Because you're not a dad.
So?
It's a bit weird. It's like me being on The Real Housewives. I know that I can't ever do that until I'm married. Or a mother.
I think that Rowan got this opportunity because he sounds amazing and we all
thank
love
you, Max.
Lies.
Kate, thank you. I actually agree with you, Max.
No, I mean, I'm excited. This is really exciting. Oh, I love it. But I just wonder, because you aren't a father, who decided this?
Oh, I was talking about Lorna and Cinnamon. They're fantastic people.
No, it's exciting and I'm happy for you, but I just don't get it.
It's called Santa.
Bedtime. Oh, you want to read to me?
Yeah, read to you, darling.
Mm. Darling. I'll do that. You're darling. Really cute.
Darling, darling. Okay, it's called Santa and the Sugar Glider. Are you already asleep? Book done. Okay. No. All right. So start it again. I'll just do like a couple of pages just for a vibe. Like
practice.
Yeah, just for a vibe. Okay, just for a vibe. Okay, just for a vibe.
Tuck me in.
You're all right? You good? You comfy?
Yeah, I'm comfy. Thank you.
Why are you holding your toothpaste? Put that back.
Sorry. I like brushing my teeth.
Okay. Do you want to read this one? This one's called Santa and the Sugar Glider.
Okay, sounds good.
It's a lot of pages at the start. Sorry, darling. Sorry, sweetheart. Sorry.
I'm bored.
Shh.
Okay.
Don't speak to Daddy like that.
Sorry.
On Christmas Eve, Snap, the Sugar Glider, was trying to land the triple twist. He leapt and landed in a stinging tree. Ouch. Leave the tricks to the big animals, Rufus the Owl hooted as he swooped past, looping the loop.
Mm.
Wow.
That's good energy.
Naughty Rufus.
Good energy, though. I like this.
Snap rubbed his tail. Sure, he was the littlest glider in the rainforest.
Sure.
But he longed to do something important. Snap was about to try again when a big red object wobbled across the sky, swished through the trees, and disappeared. That's all the book you get, by the way.
What happens next?
You know what? I actually have to read the rest of it. I'm not
okay,
sure.
Babe, I love it. Energy, you're natural.
Do you reckon it's fun? I reckon it's fun.
I love it.
I could do more of this, like voice acting stuff.
I love it. I think it's amazing.
Characters and things.
Babe, I think you're really good, and I think you should write a book about being a little slag.
Oh, my God, I could do a slag book. Mm. I could do a slag book.
100%.
Anyway, stand by for that on Listener.
Well done, babe. Proud of
kindling.
You.
Not a dad, maybe a daddy.
No, not a daddy.
On the podcast, things are very hot, very Very Abby. The Hot Nights Podcast.
Oh, something has been hidden and concealed in a very, I mean, we would say bizarre way. I don't know if this is like standard practice.
Oh, well, I wouldn't know.
I wouldn't know. You wouldn't know.
Wouldn't know.
We wouldn't know. Wouldn't the more know, we mate. Say that, though, it sounds like we would know. So that's
yeah, it's not like, it's not, we don't know.
We don't know. We don't know. We just.
Guys.
We don't know.
No, we don't know, though.
We don't know, though. We don't. We and don't I would say we wish. We actually don't wish we knew. We don't know at all.
We don't know.
We don't know. So, okay. So, apparently, $39 million worth of methamphetamine was found inside bottles of olive oil. Now, it's not like the, like, rosemary-flavoured olive oil that you get where there's, like, a sprig in there, you know? It's, like, the big, like, I'm going to go with, like, 2-3 litres. But I don't quite understand how it was in there. Like, was it liquidated down? Oh, liquid methamphetamine. Of course.
That'd be a hectic steak. That's not, what are you?
Liquid, imagine if that accidentally got into a restaurant.
I'm saying, imagine that. But then hang on. I mean, I don't know. I don't know. But
it turned to tar.
Well, right?
There's no way that it would boil anything.
You can't like put it through a sieve. Like, how do you? I don't know.
No. But I reckon. We don't know, to be fair. But I think that it would turn into like tar.
Why?
If you heated up liquid methamphetamine in a oil cooker, I think it would turn into tar.
How do you get it? Oh, see, a lot of the bottles, some of them are quite clear, though.
Yeah, and some of them are quite dark in color.
Maybe they've just put, like, food coloring or something in it.
Yeah,
and a drop
maybe.
Of oil
I don't know, but you know
I
what?
I don't know. We don't know.
Obviously it wasn't a good idea because they got caught. So, and also it's never a good idea to smuggle drugs, obviously.
Awful smuggling.
Awful idea, awful execution. So
double bad,
embarrassing for
bad
you,
squared.
Embarrassing and illegal. So well done. But got us talking about like how you used to like sneak things into certain places.
Well, we don't know. We don't.
I mean, I've never snuck anything in anywhere.
Sorry. Snuck. Sorry.
I've never snuck anything in except for in the jungle. And I'm a celebrity. Get me out of here, which I won.
Would you sneak in your phone or something?
No. No, you obviously didn't watch. So we had one luxury item, and my luxury item was a boyfriend pillow, quote unquote, because she's single, ha 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 ha. Uh-huh. I chose a boyfriend pillow so that I could cut it open and put in Vegemite, spices.
Oh my God.
Green tea, herbal tea.
Wow.
Cuticle oil.
That's important.
Yes. I think I put in like hair cream.
I need some of that actually.
Babe, I put in. It was a whole pillow worth of stuff, and everyone, ha ha ha, Abby's boyfriend pillow. She's a lonely loser, lonely loser.
You end up hugging that other bloke the whole time anyway. What was his name? Ash? You didn't need a pillow. You had a man in there.
I was very lonely.
Ooh, I can tell, man. Unbelievable.
I was very touch deprived. Both of us were just physical affection. We, you know, just we just both that. Needed a cuddle.
That's fine, mate. I get it.
So you did watch the show.
No, I just remember seeing the headlines and the stuff. I didn't watch the show.
Fan alert.
No.
But we thought we'd ask on 13 1060. We thought we'd ask, you know, how have you smuggled something into somewhere?
Yeah, like I was saying before, and you didn't believe me, that I used to have mates that back in the, I'm going to say 12 years ago, 11, 12 years ago, used to know where the festival was going to be, would dig, put a bottle or two, sometimes in two bottles, in the ground, cover it up. And then go back, dig it up.
Wasn't it sus unearthing it, though?
No, they just find an area that wasn't grass.
But if they go, they bring a shovel with them?
Yeah.
Or they're hand digging?
Mate, it was Launceston. No one's around.
True.
No
falls,
one's around.
Falls?
Yeah, people used to, like, pull out the door panels and, like, stick the bottles in the middle of the door so they could take it into the festivals because they get checked.
Wow, people are really
people,
genius.
People like undoing their cars.
So not we don't condone this, but we just thought
surely
people have smuggled things in somewhere.
And I reckon you'd be proud of it. You reckon? I would say 13 1060. What have you smuggled in to like a festival or say to like you know maybe even the cinemas? You know how that can give
cinemas
it.
Cinemas is good.
Stuff like that. How have School you hidden it?
On the podcast, things are very hot. Very Abby. The Hot Nights Podcast.
So $39 million worth of liquid methamphetamine has been Well, it's failed in being smuggled somewhere in olive oil bottles. So we thought everyone, well, not everyone. I don't have a story.
We don't know. I don't have six.
But I don't have a story, but taking things into places that you shouldn't be.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't have one.
No. Actually, I do. I had one. I told it already.
Oh, yeah. I have a couple.
We both told.
No, but we don't. No, but we didn't.
And we don't. So we asked you, you know, in theory.
Yeah.
In theory.
What would you do?
What would you do? All right. So I'm going to go with Adriana. Adriana?
Yep.
Is it Adriana?
Oh.
Yep. Cool. Adriana, yep.
Amazing. There was just it was just a bit of it. Obviously, the fast typing fingers of our producers. It is Adriana. And I thought, and usually it's very specific about the name. And I thought, maybe it's Adriana, but it's Adriana.
It's Adriana, yeah.
Yep, you smuggled in your name within the fake
name. Yeah, that's exactly right.
All right. So how... In theory, what would you do to smuggle something in where?
In theory, yeah. I mean, prices of alcohol in festivals are quite expensive.
Yes.
So to maximise that day, we used to get the squeezy yogurt packets, empty them out, fill them up with vodka, and then cut the lining of the bag and stuff them in the bags.
Hang on.
You lost me when you said cut.
You would cut.
Yeah, so like you make a little like incision in the lining of your bag and then you put all the soft squeezy bottles.
Oh.
So when they check your bag, they can't actually see them.
Oh.
But it'll let it stop.
Oh, in theory, very clever.
In theory, we don't actually do that. But yeah, that's a good theory that we would never actually realize. Travis, what in theory have you snuck in where?
Hi, hey, Colin. That fell to the far. In theory,
yes.
I've snuck KFCs, Burgers, that kind of thing into the cinemas because they legally can't check inside of the bag.
They can't check. Wait, you're cutting out there, but I feel like this is vital information. They can't check inside the bag.
No, when you go into the cinemas,
yeah.
You put your sweater or whatever over the top of your food inside of your bag. I had a friend that worked in the cinema, and they said they can't.
Sorry, I just sniffled right in while we were talking. They can't do anything.
They can't do anything, Travis.
Hello?
Well, I'm going to test that. I'm going to test that for sure.
For sure, do that one.
Chris. Oh, no, I'm not going to test that at all.
Chris.
Yeah, how you doing?
Hey, good. What are you, how do you in theory, smuggle like things maybe? Like?
We have our bags with us. We had the scooter to the festival.
Yeah.
And we were like, shit, what are we going to do? Obviously, got to come up with something very, and that was putting some joints in someone's hair, and that someone's got dreadlocks, so it's actually like, you can't see shit. So, sorry if I said a swear word there. So.
No, in that theory, probably wasn't the issue. Yeah.
That's probably that.
Hot Nights Podcast.
Looking for some hot nights, baby.
Yeah, baby.
Hang on.
Hell yeah. Turn up and down.
Ooh, bloody thing, ooh. Is it working?
Remember when you were like little and you would, I guess I still do this, you know, because you're an actual DJ.
Mm-hmm.
But like when you're little and you're like, Mom, I'm a DJ in the car, and you go ooh, ooh, up and down
hey,
to the beat.
I still do that.
Yeah, baby. But you just did it then. And we just, yeah, man.
It was, you know, sometimes the problem is I actually need to get my slime in the desk a bit because it gets a bit stuck. That time it was stuck, you would have heard me unstick it.
Yeah, the squeaky desk gets the slime.
Well done, babe.
Thanks, babes.
Fun show so far.
Fun show. Thrilling.
Your voice is holding up too, by the way.
Doing okay.
You're doing all right.
I'm trying to speak through my diaphragm.
Perfect. Oh.
I know. One sec, got to get my straw out. You know, got to like hum with a straw.
Yeah.
I got anyway. Yeah, fun show. What's happening the rest of the show?
Team intervention. We have an intervention.
Vibes.
Can do that just before 8:30.
On the podcast, things are very hot. Very Abby. The Hot Nights Podcast. Hot Nights Podcast.
Your first date?
How did it go?
Did you guys do it?
Was it amazing?
First date Friday.
Yeah. So we, look. I'll be honest, I spat it a couple of weeks ago and said, hey, listen, everyone's doing too well.
Well, it was annoying because it was sort of like, we're here to make content and all of you were just going, oh, it was nice. It's like, bring me a story.
Everyone's just fighting their like soulmates.
And it was like, yeah, it was nice to be Cupid for a little while, but then we thought, we want drama.
Do you guys really imagine that Hot Nights would be setting up marriages?
Mate, come on. Come on. Anyway, so Rowan said we want some drama and we actually found an agent of chaos and that was Nathan.
Hello, Nathan.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Hey, Nathan. Fantastic. Wow, missed you. Okay, so recap. You were going to go to your mum's 60th in a small town.
Yeah.
And you were going to take a date with you and not tell him that you were going to take him because you just wanted to cause chaos for us, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah, correct. I really did want to cause chaos. So I literally just texted him on the app and I was like, what are you doing Saturday? And he said nothing. Yeah. And then we drove.
Okay. And it was a 6-hour drive away, correct?
It is a 6-hour drive away, yeah.
Tell us everything from the moment he got in the car. I want to know every little bit.
Everything.
Well, when we got in the car, he did seem like, oh, God, this is kind of fun. We're going away. And I think about the 3-hour mark when we topped up for petrol. I went in to pay, and then he hopped out of the car, and I was like, oh, maybe he's just, like, cleaning the windows. And he took a photo of my license plate.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Honestly.
This is what he wanted. Fair enough.
But, like, because mum and dad, like, had, like, a couple of tools that need to be fixed. I had a couple of, like, okay, let me explain. Like, do you know what, like, it's almost like a scythe, which is, like, this blade that cuts, like, hay down.
I know.
Big circle one.
Was in the back seat, so I think that might have been a bit of a scary thing in the back.
Yeah.
And then we got there, it was like, honestly, like, this is a part where I thought you'd be really disappointing me. We actually had a really good time
until I spilled
a full glass of red wine on his white clothes.
I don't care.
Wait, you did that?
No, I spilled the red wine on him, on his white clothes.
Deliberately?
Look, I'm a very hands person, so I was like swinging my hands around. So it got a little bit chaotic and we didn't speak for a bit. He did go off and talk to my mum and have a little catch up and the night got a bit boring. He went to bed early. I kept drinking. I probably got to bed around 5 and then, which is quite early for me, quite responsible.
Oh my God. Okay.
And then the next day, which I really blanked, really, I'm really silly for doing this. I actually had lunch with my ex-girlfriend from the country town.
What? Okay. And what did your date do? Your fearful date?
Well, there was a bit of housework to do around the farm, so he just stayed and he did my chores, so he like fed the chickens and the dogs and the cows and
Okay. And what did he say? So okay, well actually when you rocked up to your mum's 60th, did he say why am I meeting your mum? Why am I meeting your parents 6 hours away on the first date?
Oh, no, I didn't talk to him. I just walked in the door and I said, hey, mum, this is my boyfriend. And then I went to the bedroom.
What?
And then I actually went and had a shower. I was so smelly, so I had to have a shower. And then I was in there for about an hour and a half and he had to fend for himself.
Oh, my God. Okay, so, okay. Then did he say, hey, why did you go to breakfast or lunch with your ex-girlfriend while I fed the cows?
No, he was sitting in the on the porch with bags ready to go. So we just hopped in the car and came back to Sydney straight away.
And how was the 6-hour drive back?
Look, I'm going to say you have a very good podcast. That's all we listened to the whole way home. There was no talking the whole entire time.
So he was angry with you?
Well, why? I tried to call him and the phone wouldn't go through.
That's a great look.
Honestly,
if anything, it's a great story.
Honestly, it's chaotic. Honestly, and what did your family think? They expect this from you?
They were a little bit disappointed.
Why?
They actually liked him.
Oh, and you? Do you think you ruined it, or do you feel like? What do you think? Like, what do you think the final straw was out of all this?
To be honest, I'm going to say I'm going to be real, real nitpicky. I don't think he was my type. I think I need chaos. And he wasn't living for the chaos.
He wasn't finding it funny. He was like...
He really stuffed up when he was feeding the chickens. He gave them corn instead of like the wheat and mum wasn't happy about that.
Oh, okay. I have no idea what that means.
Get rid of it.
It sounds like, why can't chickens have corn?
They like corn.
Oh no, there wasn't enough. It's just makes farm no things. Sense right now.
Okay, but farm
it's,
chat,
it's
farm chat.
It's feeding them the seed. Oh, it's just farm chat, like, farm chat. Hormones in the seed, so it makes them grow a bit quicker.
Okay, boring. Nathan, listen, I love this. If you ever feel like being naughty again, give us a call anytime.
Yeah, we'll just yeah.
Anytime
please.
You want, you've got our number now. So you give us a call and you tell us you're going on a date. I want to hear about every date you ever go on.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. You name it. I will, look, if you want me to record one, we can have. Oh, that's illegal, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's been illegal,
okay,
mate.
Let's scrap that idea. We will not consent.
No,
it's all consent.
Consent.
On the podcast, things are very hot, very Abby. The Hot Nights Podcast.
We need to tell them to wake up.
Just need to tell them.
We need to talk.
We need to talk.
Abby's intervention.
It's actually Max's.
That's right.
Producer Max has called this intervention.
All right, well.
And none of us have any idea what it's about. So time to grow up and just tell us.
Well, hope you're all feeling a little bit nervous.
Oh, I'm sick of these. I don't like these. Intervention
you
shit me.
You hated them since day one.
Oh, they shit me. They've shitted me. Oh, let's just do interventions on the team. Oh, God. Okay.
Grow up. It's because you are nervous and you try to change your nerves by getting angry and lashing out.
Don't act like you know me.
Mate, shut up.
Whatever. Who is it on?
Rowan.
Oh, mate, that didn't take long. Who's it on?
It might be about you.
Yeah.
It might not be.
Okay. Oh, right. Okay.
Digital producer Kate.
Oh, I'm new. Leave me alone.
Nah, this is like an initiation.
A bow.
It's not about you.
Oh, okay. Oh, interesting.
That Lucky just leaves.
Never skill.
Abby and Rowan.
Why am I actually nervous?
What are you even doing?
Oh, my God. My heart is racing so fast.
Today's intervention is actually on myself.
Oh, why?
And it's an intervention that's already half done, I guess, because, well, not half done, all done, because myself, much like the city of Perth, is now vape-free.
Okay, for how long, though?
It will be forever moving forward in Perth.
How long have you been vape-free? Because you've done this before for like a day or two, and then you've inevitably go back to the sucker.
Yeah, but I've quit.
Yeah, but haven't you quit before?
Max, last week I saw you sucking two at the same time, brother.
Yeah, I know. Triggered.
Vapes.
Okay, it has been, what is the time now? It is, okay, so it's been about 24 hours.
So you had your last vape on Sunday evening at 8 p.m.
Ish.
So today's Tuesday, babe.
Oh, my God. Sorry. I had yesterday off.
Oh, yeah.
We had yesterday off. Yeah. Oh, it's Tuesday already.
I know. Congratulations. Welcome. It was about that time last night. And then the real test for me was waking up this morning. And usually, I always lie to people. I always say, oh, the first thing I do when I wake up is have a glass of water. It's a big fat lie. The first thing I do is reach over my vape and I go, and I hold it in and I'm like, oh, yes, now I can face the day.
You really hold that. You really hold it in.
Yeah. But now I don't because I've quit.
So, yeah, well, like, I'm happy for you. And you obviously know that I'm.
Sorry, that was shocking information. Obviously, I think we need to sit on that for a while. The fact that you turn over in the morning and you have a big sack of vape and you hold it in.
Yeah.
How long for? Do you count? You challenge yourself? You get like a million points if you get to 10 seconds?
No, it's not a good thing. It's just like, you know, I'm just letting the nicotine hit. And it's like really gross. And I'm like, oh this is disgusting. God. And like, I hate it about myself. But
you should.
But, so, you know, I've quit now, so I'm really happy.
Okay, but no. I just don't know if it's going to last. It's not that I don't have faith in you. It's that, no, actually it is. I don't have faith in you.
Okay, that's really lovely of you. Thank you.
Well, just that you've done it before and it doesn't really like, I don't know. Nothing really eventuates.
I'm really proud that you have taken the first step, but I also know that step back happens.
Yeah, but like for me, it's always been like I'll either not make it past an hour, and if I can,
sorry, an hour.
Yeah.
Oh, I hate vaping so much.
Or you know, if I make it through the morning, you know, if I can wake up that next morning and not roll over and have my morning vape, then. If I can do that, I'm on a roll.
If you've left your vape in the lounge room, is your day just ruined?
No, I just get up and get it. Oh. But now I don't because I threw them all out.
You threw them all. Okay, now.
I felt like an alien today.
You've done this before, though. You've thrown them all out before.
Yeah.
and then hated everyone for about a week.
Yeah. And doesn't it take like 2 days to get out of your system? So that with the withdrawal only starts in like 48 hours.
No, it's definitely happening right now. But you guys are all really lovely. And
yes, what can we do to help you, Max?
What do you want?
Well, I want a vape, but I'm not going to have that.
Apparently, the withdrawal symptoms can last between 3 to 4 weeks.
Ooh.
Great.
Well, great.
I'd say great.
Great. No, I'm excited. I've embraced a new me, and I'm on this new journey to fix my lungs.
What have you got coming up? What have you got coming up this weekend?
Party?
You have a party on?
No, I'm moving.
That's stressful.
You are going to need a vape.
Interestingly, that's when I first started vaping, when I moved last.
Well, so
you're just going to close the loop.
Yep, exactly. Full circle moment.
Closing the loop, Maxie. Mm-hmm.
All right, mate. Good luck.
How long do you rate? I'm taking a break from the booze. I'm not drinking right now, but I will start drinking again probably at some point.
So you also might have better willpower because when you go completely off something and you think never again, it's harder to like resist. But if you go, yeah, I can have it in 3 months.
Whenever.
You're fine, right?
Because, that's my thing, Maxie.
Sure, I could have it whenever, but I'm stopping. I'm done. I've quit already. Already quit.
So what are you going to do instead?
Something in your tone that I don't know.
No, I'll just...
Nicotine?
No, you're not going to do anything instead.
No, well, last time I quit, I used a Vicks nasal inhaler. I would just be like...
What?
The whole time, and it was just...
Nicorette, you can beat the vape. Mate, just grow up and have a cigarette.
I don't understand what's so funny about this. It's just how I've done it before, and this time I'm not doing anything. I'm just, you know.
That's a recipe disaster for you, Maxie.
No, it's not.
All right, well, we'll see you tomorrow for when you do another intervention
for
yourself.
We'll walk around the corner. We won't even see him. We'll just hear...
Wait, hang on. I've got some things here just to remind Max of all the reasons why he needs to... I've been trying to get you off the vapes all year, man. I've already had an intervention about the
and
vapes.
And now I'm off them, and it sounds like you're trying to get me back on.
I'm not trying to get back on. I'm just saying maybe be more realistic because, but this can help you. From vaping, you can get asthma, lung scarring, organ damage, EVALI. I've no idea. They've actually made a term for an issue, a serious lung condition that only vaping causes.
Yeah.
Explosions. Oh. Well, like the battery and cancer. So if you have all those things, you're done for.
You know what? How good I've already quit, though.
Thank God you've already quit. I'm so excited you have a stress-free weekend ahead. Nothing's going to tempt you. You aren't going out, I don't think.
No, I'm not.
You'll lie to us, I reckon.
No, I won't lie.
You'll lie. If you have some, I want you to tell us, but I don't believe that you
will. We're not going to be mad. We're just going to be disappointed.
Disappointed.
Okay.
Hot Nights Podcast. This is a Hot Nights content warning. The following content may offend you. So please turn off your radio now. Or if you're kind of curious, you know, just keep it on.
It's time for
Naughty After 8:40.
So we should maybe do our sexy voice. Sexy.
Something naughty has happened in my home city, in your adoptive home city.
Yeah, would be my second city.
Second city. Disneyland, Riz Vegas. That's the only nicknames it has.
Home of the big brown snake.
Big brown snake.
Big and brown.
So, the team that works is Team Quirk. Do you remember that ad?
No.
Sorry, that was an intrusive thought.
Wow.
Do you remember when Graham Quirk was going for mayor?
Yeah.
In 2012.
I remember that guy.
And my friends in my PC and I used to walk around seeing the team that works as Team Quirk. And it was like, and the ad was like 5,000 more jobs. And it was like, and then in the background, it was like people dancing. Anyway, sorry, that was ADHD personified. Back to Brisbane things. Naughty little Brisbane has been naughty because.
That's so naughty.
Someone's hacked a billboard.
Not a hacker.
Now, let me just say, producer Max came in here and he said, I'm not sure where it is and say where it is or what street it's on, but it seems to be on a highway of sorts. And I went, Milton. It's in Milton.
I know exactly where that is.
Exactly where it is. It's right near the tennis.
It's in front of the tennis centre.
Yeah. Tennis centre. Probably like maybe like 4 blocks away from the 4X Brewery.
Yep. And down
the road
to Macca's.
Around the corner in Payne Street.
Did you?
Yeah, babe. And it
used to
flood. Of course
you used to live on Payne Street.
I know. Auchenflower is a great suburb. Side note, if I ever lived in Brisbane again, I'd probably live in Auchenflower. I loved it.
You would not. You live in Barton or somewhere.
Why do I live further out?
Because it's nice up there.
Auckland
beautiful.
Auckland Flower's beautiful.
The views are lovely. Paddo, you live in Paddington, wouldn't you?
Yeah, but I like Auckland Flower. Okay. Mum was born in Auckland Flower. Anyway, this is huge derailing. Sorry. So if you're still with us,
Queensland chat. Go to Blues.
So,
sorry.
Anyway, someone has hacked that big electronic billboard that usually has things like, do we really need to have 9 hours of screen time a day? And it's like a weird, like, have you seen it? It's like weird questions, or it's like people like texting like weird jokes. Have you seen that? I don't know what. Also, who is paying for that is my question.
Oh, mate, that's so
I've always wondered. Or it's like, realize. And it's like, oh, what?
I remember that one.
And it's like, what? Like, who's doing these? Anyway. So it's on that, a very like boring billboard usually. Sorry, Goa.
Said it.
But things have changed at 9:23 on Sunday morning.
Sunday morning.
It got changed to Pornhub.
Pornhub.
Yeah.
So are we talking the thumbnails or just like an actual vid?
Thumbnails, I believe. That's for still 3.5 minutes.
Pretty graphic.
So, you know, long enough for me.
It's double the time I need.
So, you know, people hacked into it. They put the Pornhub on, well, X-rated site on the billboard. And you know what? At least it's spiced up that god-awful drive on Milton Road.
Oh, there's nothing worse. Bumper to bumper always.
Bumper to bumper. And also it reeks from the brewery.
Oh, it does reek.
It smells so bad.
And it's really hard to get out of the Maccas when you want to go left.
Oh, it's so, oh my God, it's so hard.
It's for no reason.
Put lights there.
It's a McDonald's. It's a busy one. It's next to Suncorp.
Of course it's busy. Oh, then when there's a game day on. Remember when I used to live around
there? You're never getting out.
No, it's a nightmare. Sorry. This is more just a Brisbane chat.
Sorry.
I wish we could just have Brisbane chat every so often. I love it. Oh my God. Sorry, producer Max is in here and he showed me an unpixelated version of what it was. It was straight up penetración.
That is so graphic.
Very graphic.
That is as graphic as you can think.
You know what?
Oh my God, the whole billboard is like...
It's
the search bar and the thumbnail.
Yeah, it's a big billboard.
Oh, wow.
You know what? It's not the size of the boat. It's the motion of the ocean.
Hot Nights Podcast.
Hot Nights, that'd be Chatfield. Finished up.
Au revoir, I guess.
Good evening.
Or as they say...
What do they say?
So long. Farewell.
Farewell?
Our feet are said. Adieu. Adieu.
Adieu.
Adieu.
Adieu.
To you. And you. And you. And you. And you. And you.
All right, guys. Take it easy.
We'll miss
you. See you later. Miss ya. Back at 7 o'clock tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Need more hot stuff in your ears? Subscribe to the podcast now and catch the show live weekdays from 7 p.m. across the HIT Network. Hot Nights with Abby Chatfield. Gotta have